I formed the Bobby Frist Band in 1983. So that means I've had different incarnations of musicians for 35 years. So I'm going to try to remember as many as I can. I know I'm going to forget some. Probably the guys that might have played one or two shows with me, and I apologize to those guys. Hopefully they'll come up to me in the, somewhere along the line and remind me. But in 1983, we formed with Chris Lesnick on drums, Kent Fasick, my old friend from Michigan, on guitar, Sean Quint on bass, and John Beebe on keyboards. John Beebe I found at a nudist resort in Tampa playing in their band. My dad had told me about him. My dad worked out there, and I thought, oh boy, yeah, a keyboard player working at a nudist resort. But he turned out to be not only an amazing musician, but a great guy, and was with me for a lot of years. Leroy came in and picked up on the drums in 1984. Chris Lesnick left. And then in 1986, Sean McNabb took over on bass for Sean Quint. Sean McNabb went on to have great success in Los Angeles with some big bands out there, Dokken and Great White and whatnot. And then a year or so after that, Mike Locke came in and took over for Kent Fasick. So in the late 80s, I had Leroy, Sean McNabb, Mike Locke, and myself. Four-piece, those were the days of spandex and big hair, and it was quite a time, for sure. Dean Mickey, my longtime bass player, came in a year after that, around 1987, I believe, and has been with me ever since. An amazing guy, a great player, and has just been a stalwart for me over the years. We changed guitar players in 1989 and had Tracy Austin, a guitarist from Florida, take over for Mike Locke, and then Mike moved up to Atlanta and had pretty good success with some bands up there. And then in 1991, I believe, Henry Castro took over for Tracy, and Henry was with me for about 4 years in the early 90s, and just a great guy from Jacksonville, Florida, great touch, and we had a blast with him on the road. I changed drummers in 1990. Jason Castro took over for Leroy, and then Mark Bousteau took over for him for a while, and then Chris Bishop took over for him for a while. So it was kind of dueling drums for a while there. Leroy came back a couple times in between, and that's what was always great about my band, is that I never had a problem with somebody coming or going. If they're a good player and a good guy, they're always welcome back, and I think Leroy has come back and left 5 or 6 different times over the years, and he's always welcome to come back and play. Jerry Riggs had been a friend of mine for years back in the early days when we had competing bands in the late 70s. And I always loved his playing. And I actually told Pat Travers about Jerry years earlier when we were working with Travers and he was producing us. And eventually Jerry Riggs got the guitar gig with Pat and played with him on the road for 10 years. So in 1995, I finally convinced Jerry that this band would be a perfect fit for him. And I think it was. I think he's played his best guitar over the years that he's been with me. And not only an amazing musician, but one of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet. Just a great guy. Over the years, these are guys that have played with me and have done maybe, you know, months of shows with me, or maybe just one show with me. But over the years, like I say, 35 years, I've had some times that I've needed to have a substitute. The only time I've subbed Dean was 1 week in Key West, and Wayne from the Pete and Wayne show played with me that week. But outside of that, Dean's been the stalwart. He's been my bass player all these times. Kyle Ashley has played guitar with me a lot over the years, a St. Pete guy that's a great player and a great guy. He's got a recording studio and really talented guy. Been really lucky to have him over the years. I had Manny Yenes and the drummer was Kenny Suarez, and I had them come down for a weekend in Key West one time. Manny played with the Neville Brothers and has had great success in Nashville over the years, and Kenny Suarez too, both just outstanding players. Denver DeWitt played with me many times. He's the son of one of the original Oak Ridge Boys. So, I made a mistake. One of the original Statler Brothers. Sorry, Denver. His dad was one of those guys and a great player, and he played a ton of guitar and pedal steel and mandolin and banjo on my Ballads of the Cherry Republic record. Tom Perry came down, a friend of Michigan, from Michigan in the 90s, and did a week with me down in Fort Lauderdale. Kevin Purdy on bass played a Key West week. Oh, I forgot about that one, Dean. Yeah, you missed that one too. Sorry. That might have been in between Sean 2 and Dean. I think that was, yeah. So it was, yeah, I think he played a week or two with me. Gary Moffitt has played drums with me over the years. He plays with 38 Special, a great guy and a fantastic musician. Eddie Cruz, a guy from Daytona Beach, has played drums with me. Adam Lowe's, a guitar player from Michigan, has done quite a few shows with me. He had a stint with Bad Finger over the years. Ricky Wilcox did a weekend with me in Jacksonville, a great drummer from the legendary band Dolores Telescope. Rick Morgan and Jaguar from Foreign Legion and The Attitude. Those guys did a Key West show with me or two. Wes Dirth did some shows with me. He's an amazing solo artist that's was voted one of the 50 best guitarists by a Guitar Player magazine, so he's an amazing guy. Stevie Cornwell did quite a few shows with me when we were touring around in the 90s. Roger Dean also did some shows on guitar, and he used to travel up to Ocean City, Maryland with me and do road shows. So another great player. And last but not least on my list, what I've got here, my brother Jay Friss actually played a week in Key West with me, and he played a week in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin State Fair with me one time. So that was pretty interesting and fun to have him there. He's a great drummer, and it was really fun to have him. We've kind of kept family separate from business, and it's worked out for the best for us, but it was really fun to have him for those shows. So anyway, that's the Bobby Friss Band musician list. As far as I can remember, I'm sure I forgot some really important guys, but hopefully they understand. And I hope they all understand just how much I respect all their musicianship. And I thank them so much for all the great work that they've done over the years. So here's a whole bunch of live tapes and recordings of the BFB over 35 years. Enjoy.